is Upfront on the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. Thank you for joining us. Experts say that as popular African music genres like Afrobeats continue to grow in popularity around the world, other traditional and contemporary African musical styles are also gaining attention, becoming part of the evolving global musical landscape.
Mbube is a Southern African a cappella. So it's the type of music that we do. It's deeply rooted in Southern Africa.
That is Nobuntu, an all-female professional a cappella group from Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. The ladies of Nobuntu sing and perform a unique musical style known as Mbube, which is a mix of vocal harmonies, rhythmic complexity, and a distinctive call and response pattern. And from the streets of the Bronx in New York to Lagos to Nairobi, as hip-hop turns 50 this year, we speak to one of the most successful female rappers in the world about the influence and impact that hip-hop has had on global culture.
And I just think it's an amazing culture. You know, music is it's peace. Music is how we live, that we express ourselves through music. It's a vocal expression, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
That is award-winning Florida rapper Trina. Like many other musical genres, hip-hop has faced issues of gender inequality and disparities in pay. I asked Trina to give us her opinion on the matter. But first, as always, let's hear from you, our listeners. Studies show that even as the campaign for gender equality has seen some progress in many parts of Africa, gender-based violence also continues to be a major human rights issue. So we ask the question, how do we stop gender-based violence? This is what you said.
What I think about gender-based violence is violence against women, discrimination against women, maltreating of women by men. Because, you know, in our society, men have a higher status than the women. So gender-based violence are women being treated unfairly. A lot can be done even to minimize gender-based violence. I think people need to be enlightened. People need to see that gender-based violence is against humanity, is against human rights. So I believe by enlightenment, by campaigns, you know, people will reduce or people can stop gender-based violence. But the advocacy has to be intense to the community leaders, to the religious leaders, on the need for women to be treated as equal.
I think gender-based violence is not addressed in this country as it should be. Many women are raped and nobody says anything about it. It may result in unwanted pregnancy and no law to help out. So people are actually dying because of such things. If there's a bill on the issue, the National Assembly should just pass it.
I haven't been in any relationship that I've been physically beaten or brutal. I once had a friend that has been in a very brutal relationship with her boyfriend. In fact, caused her to be hospitalized because he had to really beat her up.
I've never been in that kind of relationship to the level that my girlfriend will upset me and to the level that I will beat her. Honestly speaking, I don't beat women. A friend of mine, just of recent, his girlfriend demanded for a gift. So the bottom line is that he couldn't present any gift to her. So she was dwelling on that, takes him to the level that he ran out of patience, so he beat the lady up.
I have a friend, a very, very close friend of mine. Mostly, almost every time you find out that if her boyfriend comes, they are always fighting. Sometimes, if I visit her, you see wounds all over her body or bruises. And if I ask, she will tell me maybe he came because she didn't come out early to attend to him. Then he slapped her or he kicked her or things stops like that because he's hot-tempered.
Many thanks to all of you for sending in your opinions to the question of the week. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. And let's start off the show in Zimbabwe, the southwestern industrial city of Bulawayo. Known for its rich cultural diversity and creativity, is also home to Nobuntu, an a cappella group of women that is in many ways breaking barriers as performers of a historically male-dominated music genre known as Mbube. It's a style that often draws on themes from Ndebele folklore and stories. The group, comprised of Tandela Moyo, Zanele Manenga, Joylin Sibanda, and Duduzile Sibanda, tell me that their name, Nobuntu, is based on the African concept of Ubuntu that values humanity, connections, love, and family from a woman's perspective. As they completed their North American tour, I sat down with the ladies of Nobuntu to talk about their music, their inspiration, and the city of Bulawayo. Nobuntu, thank you so much for joining us today. So you're from Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. If I was to come to your village or your town, how would I greet you? How would you greet me?
Salibonan.
Salibonan.
Yeah.
And my response would be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa.
It would go, Unjan.
Unjan.
And you'd say, Nyapila.
Nyapila.
How are you?
Yes. Unjani, Nyapila.
Yes.
Yeah, love it. Love it. Tell us about your group and the history of the group, how you guys came together.
Hi, my name is Tandela Moyo.
Hi, everyone. I'm Zanele Manenga.
Hi, I'm Jane Nswanga.
And I'm Duduzi.
So you're here in the U.S. This is like sixth time touring in the U.S.
Yes.
How has been the reception? How has the reception evolved over the years? I'm trying to think of how people are embracing your music.
It's been amazing.
Yeah.
And it's been growing. There's places that we've been to quite a number of times because they enjoy our music. And each time we go there, the concert hall grows fuller and fuller. So to us, it shows that they really appreciate and they're enjoying the
song. Which city would you say embraces you the most? Where do you enjoy actually performing?
Boulder, Colorado.
It's always a full house.
You feel the energy too.
It's a huge love.
I think we are celebrities there.
We are walking around.
I love it. You know what? You should start a sister city relationship between Bulawayo
and Boulder.
Oh, yes.
So let's talk about your music. What kind of music do you do? What's the name of the genre of music that you do?
So we do Imbube.
Imbube.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imbube is a Southern African a cappella. So it's the type of music that we do. It's deeply rooted in Southern Africa. Yes.
Is that the same as Eskatamiya or Kanga? Yeah.
Mbata.
Yeah.
Insham.
Yeah.
Ischiicha. Yes.
Some almost in the same genre. Did you grow up singing this music? Is this traditional music to your area?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So you grew up, like your parents were singing it, people in the neighborhood were singing it.
Yes, in the community.
Yeah.
Yes.
Part of our culture, our tradition.
What language do you sing in?
It's in Ndebele.
Do you ever switch it up and maybe add some English in there or other local languages? Yeah.
It's in Ndebele, Shona, English, Donga.
I'm singing Donga.
Yeah.
Donga. And during what, festivities do people listen to this music?
Traditional ceremonies.
Okay. What kind of traditional ceremonies? Like wedding?
Wedding.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Rain making ceremonies, party, birthdays.
So are there other groups like yourselves in Bulawayo?
Not like us.
But are there groups, like if a group of your nature that are maybe sometimes they're more in composition, like 6 or 4, 7 or 8, so a bigger group?
They are. Okay. They are, and they're mostly men.
Mostly men. Are you the first female group to take it to the international?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, from Zimbabwe and in the world.
How did you start? Also, where did you get that kind of courage to infiltrate this male-dominated genre?
Bulawayo is the second largest city in Zimbabwe, yes, but it's not as big as the cities here.
Yeah.
So the artists, they obviously know each other. And for example, Tandela and Zanele went to the same high school. And you'd see each other and bump. So we basically grew up in Bulawayo and we knew each other before Nobuntu.
Yes.
So 11 years ago, a recording label called 10th District
called for audition for women who could sing Ingwe.
Mm.
And we went there alongside with other ladies, and we were chosen.
The four of you were chosen?
Yes. Yeah. Well, honestly, for me, personally, I never thought that I would sing Ingwe in my life.
Right, right.
You know, because it's part of my culture and tradition. You know how it is. You almost think that it's something that I know, or it's lame. When I got this spot, I discovered a lot, because now we had to research, since now we're doing
something
that had never been done before. Right. Yeah, we're creating history. Mm. We now had to research and do the right thing. Its background, its roots, how it came about, and why we need to do it.
Mm.
And then I realized that, oh my God, it's amazing.
So in many ways, you're pioneers of the genre as female.
Yes.
How was that received in the community where they were used to seeing men singing?
Oh my God. Obviously, something with men has bass. Ingwe is bass-based.
Yes. Yes.
So people would say, oh, where's the bass, you know? Obviously, women bass will not
sound as men's bass.
Baritone, but it had... Ours has its unique sound. Mm. It's still Ingwe, but it has its unique sound.
Talking about the vocal arrangements.
Oh, the baritone always has to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, because then it's not Ingwe.
So who's the baritone of the group?
You are.
So the baritone is kind of the centerpiece of the vocal arrangement.
It has to be there.
Mm.
It has to be there when you're singing Ingwe. And so, yeah, people, in the beginning, people were like, oh, you know how it is when people... So you have to be resilient if you want to do what you
want. Yeah, you're breaking your...
You know, and you have to believe in yourself. You have to love it. You have to know about it. So we pushed right on.
How one? Can you remember your first performance when you performed in front of a crowd? You did.
Yes. And people shushed us. Do you remember?
Yes.
People were like, boo, boo. And we were so sad.
Now you're here representing them on an international platform.
Yes.
But after that, did it affect your confidence, or you were like, we are in it to win it?
Yes.
Others of the shushing or the boom.
Yeah. You know, obviously it does, but then you go back and we remind each other. If there's anything about us, we always know how to hype each other up.
Yeah.
So we remind each other why we're doing this, and this is our dream.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we have this platform, Silomland, if I can say, it's our responsibility. So we need to hype ourselves up and go back.
Go on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now I guess the attitudes have changed.
Yes.
In Blauwe.
They are so proud.
Yeah.
They are now so proud. Because we've been out there and people have received us well out there.
Isn't that sad that sometimes you have to get validation outside before your people really embrace you? I've seen that a lot around the continent.
Yes, yes.
What does the name Nobuntu mean?
So Nobuntu, in our Ndebele language, No stands for mother. So you'll find someone called Nolanga. Nolanga is the son, the mother of the son. Abesutu, the Sutu tribe, will find someone called Nobesutu, mother of the Sutus. So Ubuntu is an umbrella term that stands for everything. So we were like, we're women. And through our music, we want to send messages of love, messages of peace.
What does Ubuntu mean to you, just as a philosophy?
It means all that, what people know and beyond, and which is love, you know. We start from there. If you love somebody, you're going to respect them. You're going to be considerate. Yeah, you're not going to be a rude person. You're going to be, you're going to think for somebody else. And like that.
You're looking out for others.
Yeah, yeah. Because you love them. Yeah. Regardless if they don't. Because that's what love is. Sometimes you love somebody who doesn't love you.
Mm.
But that doesn't make you change who you are.
In case you're just joining us, this is Upfront on the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. We are chatting with the ladies of Nobuntu, an a cappella group of women that is in many ways breaking barriers as pioneer performers in a historically male-dominated music genre known as Ingwe.
So sometimes you incorporate some instruments in your songs. Which instruments do you incorporate, and which songs do you decide that this might have a little instrumentation to it? How do you decide that? Is that the record label? Is that you guys when you're composing the song?
It's artists on the area of a formal artist privilege. So whatever, anything that...
You have creative license.
Yes. So whatever is creative, we're the ones that think about it. And sometimes songs tell their own story. They are just beyond the words that we're saying. Mm-hmm. So when a song, we are finished learning a song, then it takes its turn. Then we're thinking, maybe this beat gets in here, or maybe let's get this instrument and add it onto the song. Vocals first, then finally we add an instrument. Mm-hmm. And usually if the djembe, we do play mbira as well. Some shaker, anything percussive.
That somebody has to join on the outside, or you guys do the instruments yourselves? So you also know how to play these instruments?
Yes.
Okay. Did you learn playing, or you had to learn?
Absolutely. All the time. We like, for example, when I joined Nobundu, when I became part of Mobundu, I couldn't dance. I didn't even know how to dance. And she's
a dancer. So she taught you.
She taught both of us how to dance. So each of us are talented differently. Now we share.
How long does it take? Sorry, go ahead.
Especially the traditional dance.
Right, because you have different traditions. Okay. Yeah.
It's very hard to be informed.
And somebody else acting to teach you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the composition of the songs when you're composing. How long does it take to compose one song, for example? Yeah, I want to hear about the process. Like, do you, each one has to put in a little, you know, addition here, some feedback here. You work together in the studio, you know, whatever writing room you're together.
Yes. We have days where we sit down and say, this is what I've been thinking about. This is what I've been dreaming. Oh, I dreamt this. This melody, somebody said, I've been humming this melody for a while, and I don't even know what to say or words to put there. Then we start saying, let's put these words and see.
What are some of the themes that you sing about? I guess most often, what do you sing about?
Everything.
Love,
peace, hate, gender-based, violence. Child abuse, you know,
Do you ever see yourselves, or have you collaborated with other genres or musicians from a different genre to see how that works out?
We've done it live, but not
in studio.
In studios, because we are still trying to say, is female imbube is possible without having to help? And there's so much talent between my four of us for us to then consider someone else. We still have one, two outlets.
We haven't exhausted.
Yeah. We haven't exhausted ourselves yet.
And
to involve
other genres. So what do you do to get ready for a tour like this? Because it's how many cities, so many cities, different country.
It's actually
cold in some places.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, and really, and I think people don't understand.
It's
that how 33. We've done 33 states.
Oh, wow.
Here in the U.S. And people, we were just talking about it recently, that when we were in Kentucky, a professor actually stated, and he says, wow, you guys, after watching our show, how do you do it? How do you do it? This is 90 minutes, and you talk, and you dance, and you stand, and you stand. And then he, like, stated out everything, and we were like, wow.
That's when it hits you.
Finally, somebody
is acknowledged.
That recognized it.
Yeah. So it was like,
How long does it take you to prepare?
It's not somebody.
Listen, producing a work of art like yours is not easy. It's a level of love. I'm sure there's a lot of people goes into it.
So when we tell people that this is our 9-to-5, because back home, we start by going to the gym. It's part of the job. you have to go to
the gym. Workout.
Yes, you have to be fit in order for you to sing a cappella. You have to be fit because there's no instruments covering for you. You cannot huff and puff on the mic. You cannot.
You cannot wait until the instrument has a breath.
You take the instrument. And go back. So you have to be fit. Your lungs have to be in good shape. And you, Jay, as a person, you have to be. You have to be fit. So
overall, the health. You have to be. And fit. Mentally too.
And mentally too. So we go to the gym, 8 to 10, and then from 10 to 12, we go for rehearsal. And then we do different things on different days. Mm-hmm. We have a choreographer. We have a vocal coach. We do the 90-minute show.
Abanye bayafuna bayasebenza. Abanye bayafuna bayashisha. Abanye bayafuna bayasikolweni. Abanye bayafuna bayatabalaza. Wena wenzeni na ngempilo yakho.
Oh my God. That's the most soothing music. I would listen to that all day. That was beautiful, ladies. Thank you so much for blessing us with your music and your voices. Your next plan from here, you're going to go home, rest for Christmas, and then you're about to hit the road in 2024. Where are you going?
2024 is going to be busy. You know, we are so excited. So from here, we're going to Canada. Canada, we're going home. We rest for 2 months. Then we go to Europe. It's our second home.
No, really?
Yeah. We love Europe.
But which one is going to be your first city, you know, to tour?
Vienna.
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 And I feel like that's the cultural capital of Europe, really. So I can imagine how people embrace you there. But are you going back home? Any special rituals when you get home? Like things you've missed?
Our family health. And the food. And our food.
If somebody wanted to visit Bulawayo, what is the pitch? Why should people come to Bulawayo? What is it about Bulawayo that it produces strong, beautiful, talented women like yourselves?
The talent, the culture. We actually were, somebody was actually saying that most artists that are exported internationally come from
From the soccer players, musicians, actors, models,
people, a lot of
it's them. The city of talent.
Yeah.
The city of talent. You're going to enjoy all types of music.
And we are known of. It's the city of the beautiful women.
City of flowers.
Also, they should visit Matopo. It's very beautiful. And see the landscape is amazing. And it is natural. Hiking, if you love hiking, rocks, and it's a beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's majestic.
Tandela Moyo, Zanele Manenga, Joylin Sibanda, and Duduzile Sibanda, an all-women a cappella group that is in many ways breaking barriers, performing in a historically male-dominated music genre known as mbube.
What's up, Africa? You are listening to Upfront, the voice of America.
Looking for something? Headline news, interviews, analysis? We've got it all on voaafrica.com.
voaafrica.com.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music.
Wake up, dance this music.
Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
This is Upfront on the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. This year, the global musical community is paying tribute to the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, highlighting some of the female pioneers of the genre. Award-winning rapper Trina, often referred to as the Diamond Princess, started singing in the late 90s and went on to become one of the most influential female rappers in the world, gaining notoriety for her fearless approach to the male-dominated genre. And while there have been many female rappers who have achieved significant success and acclaim, the hip-hop industry, like many other music genres, has faced issues of gender inequality and disparities. I asked rapper Trina to give us her opinion on the matter as she reflects on the influence that hip-hop has had on global culture in the last 50 years.
So this year we are commemorating 50 years of hip-hop. Mm-hmm. I want you to reflect upon this moment, how far this genre has come.
It's come far, you know. It's been 50 years. I've been in the business like 20 plus, so I'm a part of it. I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm happy to be able to, I've been an inspiration in this whole, you know, culture. It's just a beautiful culture. I got to grow up and watch some of the greats, you know, like I said, on the posts on the wall, and those before me, those with me, and even the ones that's coming up after me, you know. It's just a beautiful thing, guys and females. You know, the culture's growing super strong. We're expanding, you know, the music, the style of music, the tone of music. And I just think it's an amazing culture. You know, music is, it is peace. Music is how we live, that we express ourselves through music. It's a vocal expression, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Now, you as one of the female pioneers in this genre, do you feel that the, you know, hip-hop at this point is able, has been able to give flowers to people like yourself, but also even this younger artist, because there's always the talk whether, you know, with, you know, Nicki Minaj and others, that they still had to struggle to get find their place.
Yes, I feel like as speak from the woman's perspective, I feel like we are more deserving of more flowers. I feel like we contribute a big deal, a big great to the culture. Myself, of course, I feel like all the ones before me and my generation, even now, we still, it's a ladder we're climbing every day constantly to not only be recognized, but to just be receivable of what we do, what we put on the stage, how we bring, you know, the production, the performance, the girls. I feel like the females in this culture of hip-hop deserve way more accolades. I feel like it's so much stuff that's been done, even especially my generation and before me, because we didn't have the internet. We wasn't able to live stream. You know, you guys weren't able to see all this. It was a small platform. Now that it is so big, I feel like every time we do these events and we celebrate, females should definitely be top on the list. I love the ladies' first choice today with myself, Lady Rage, and Yo-Yo. I mean, these women came before me. I was growing up to them. So to actually be on the stage and share with them in this platform today, that shows you the merge of, you know, women and the power that we have. And it's beautiful to just actually see these ladies are rocking the stage 30 years later, you know? Yeah. So I just love it, you know? I love it. I just feel like we definitely need to unify a lot more, bring together a lot more female, a lot more flowers and a lot more awards for the women.
Because we
definitely,
absolutely. Finally, what's your message to your African fan base? So many people on the
Oh my God. I love you guys. Like, you have no idea. Like, I'm just saying, I'm going to come and perform for you guys someday, a nice big concert. I feel like the fact that you guys embrace the culture, me as an artist, and you can see it on TV and never in the country in real life, I feel like that's a gift to be able to come there and share, you know, the culture and show you guys love. And I just would love to do that one day. And I'm just thankful, you know, that you guys, you know, you love the culture and just me as an artist and as a woman. And it gives the women, you know, inspiration and just motivation. It's like, you know, just be beautiful, be yourself, be true, be strong, you know, and be fearless.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Trina.
You. Thank you
Thank
so
you
much. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
And with that, we come to the end of our show today. Many thanks to all our guests and to you, our listeners. Remember to connect with us on our social media platforms. We are at VOA Upfront on Instagram and on Facebook. Check out our podcast at voaafrica.com/upfront. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. Have a great week ahead, Africa.
VOA Africa would like to hear from you.
Send us a text message or a voice note on WhatsApp 24/7. Simply dial the international code +1, then 202-258-3076. We are always happy to hear from you.